Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, statewide UUP President Frederick Ikowal. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So if you can just give us a little background about your organization, the United University Professions, UUP.
Happily, yes. We are the largest higher education union in the country. We represent faculty and professional staff who work at approximately 30 State University of New York campuses all across New York State, including those who work at the three State University of New York teaching hospitals at Upstate in Syracuse, Stony Brook out on Long Island, and of course, Downstate in Central Brooklyn, where we have about 2,000, actually a little more than 2,000 members who are both the faculty at the medical school, but also treat patients at the hospital, from physicians to technical folks, nurse supervisors, physical therapists. We cover a whole wide range of those professions. And right now, of course, we are involved in making sure that the State University of New York leadership and the governor do not close Downstate because of its central role in healthcare in Brooklyn.
Okay, great. So, segue into that, I'm just going to give a background right now. The SUNY Chancellor John King has said there will not be any loss of care if and when the 342 certified bed hospital closes. Many of the inpatient services at Downstate will move across the street to a wing at Kings County Hospital, which is a public and city-run space. The hospital is part of SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University, a major medical school and research institution, and it also has the only kidney transplant program in the borough. A spokesperson also said that the hospital will try to limit staffing cuts and hopes to have a more detailed plan by the end of March. So we know that there's a financial crisis at SUNY Downstate Medical Hospital, a hospital with its programs in an underserved community. Given all of this, how is your organization dealing with that, handling the situation?
Well, first and foremost, we absolutely reject this plan on a number of grounds. First, and perhaps foremost, this plan was developed in secret without any community involvement whatsoever. And that's unconscionable given how important the hospital is in treating patients, from the trauma level two trauma center to the kidney transplant program that you talked about, the only one in Brooklyn, to cardiac care. And so many other services. Second is, yes, there are financial challenges facing Downstate, but that's because for over 10 years, the state of New York has not fulfilled its obligation, moral and legal, to fund SUNY Downstate. It's a public state hospital, and it's not getting the state support it's supposed to be getting. And at the same time, third, I would say that this was a hospital that former Governor Cuomo declared to be COVID only. And for months and months, this hospital basically kept people alive, caring for those stricken by that virus. Our members put their lives on the line. Some of our members died because of this important work, and they were not compensated for it. And neither was the hospital. It received no funding for that service, including all the revenue that was lost because other services couldn't be performed. Estimates run as high as $160 million lost just in that one year. And so for the chancellor to say, well, there's a $100 million deficit, and so the hospital must be closed, our answer is no. The state owes downstate at least $160 million to start, and moving on from that, an investment to modernize those areas that need to be modernized so that the hospital can continue to do the important health care and education. Moving services elsewhere will mean a curtailment or elimination of services. That's a fact, because there isn't the capacity at Kings County to absorb the services, and therefore they will be lost. And so we believe this is just a terribly flawed idea for a policy, and it will bring harm and therefore must be stopped. And instead, with the community leading the way, let's develop a long-term plan for downstate and all of healthcare in central Brooklyn, because of the concentration of those who have a difficulty in getting healthcare, and that is desperately needed. And yes, because it is a community that does not have the resources other areas of the city or state have, then it's an obligation for the state to invest in this important facility immediately. And then we can do even better job at meeting the healthcare needs of Central Brooklyn.
So you mentioned that the hospital has been designated as a COVID-only hospital. Do you think that this designation worsens its financial situation by limiting the procedures performed on the site?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, you know, that has to be acknowledged. But beyond that, it points out how important this facility is. When the governor of New York desperately needed a facility that could be utilized for COVID patients, he really didn't have any choice. He couldn't assign that to a city hospital because he didn't have authority. He couldn't assign it to one of the private hospitals in New York City because he didn't have that authority. He had to utilize downstate because it's so crucial to the community. But also, I would add this, he obviously thought that this facility was good, was in fact exceptional, because it could take on a task that could not be done by any other hospital. So that was, to me, an incredible vote of confidence in downstate, that it could take on this role, that our members and the members of PEF and CSEA, they could do this work. And so it's astounding to me that just a couple short years later, the leadership of SUNY and by extension the governor are saying, well, we don't really need this hospital. You certainly needed it 4 years ago, and you still need it. So I think that it's immoral to abandon this hospital in any way, shape, manner, or form, given its past service, but also what it's doing right now.
Okay, now, Mr. Kowal, Governor Hochul just allocated an additional $100 million for SUNY Downstate transformation as part of her 30-day budget amendments. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, well, it's very good that the governor has put $100 million in, because the fact of the matter is that since 2018, going back that far, and then including the COVID era, neither Governor Cuomo nor Governor Hochul really made any commitment whatsoever to fund this important facility, and thereby made the financial situation for the hospital worse. The $100 million, it's nice, but there are two problems with that. COVID created a deficit that's larger than $100 million. And second, and more importantly, that $100 million comes with a major set of strings attached. It will only be provided if this plan to close downstate happens. It's meant to provide the movement of services, the elimination of services, the abandonment of this facility. To me, it may sound harsh. I see that as blackmail, as if to say you only get this money if you do what I want, which is the hospital closes within the next year or two. That is unacceptable. The state owes the people of Brooklyn, specifically Central Brooklyn, and this facility, and our members who are doing life-saving work there. They owe this $100 million and more as a down payment for what has not been invested for the past decade. So I welcome the money. It's not enough, but drop the strings, Governor. The state of New York owes downstate this money.
Okay, and so it's not harsh, it's truth to power.
That is correct, yes. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so earlier on in the discussion, you mentioned the secrecy, and there have been concerns about transparency and community involvement. And three elected officials have spoken about that. For example, Senator Zelenor Myery, who represents the district, Dong State is in his district. He has been at the forefront of the opposition to the plans, and he said he would like to pause all plans due to the lack of transparency and community input. And he's calling out for a more drawn-out process that includes a look at the entire healthcare infrastructure of Central Brooklyn. Do you agree with him?
Yes, I do. He's absolutely right. He's been such a great spokesperson for Central Brooklyn, and specifically on this particular crisis. We agree. We believe very strongly, both the senator and those of us in UUP, that the plan that has been developed in secrecy needs to be stopped, that we need to have true community involvement in coming up with the plan to invest in healthcare, build up the services that are so crucial and are provided at downstate, expand those and then move into other areas as well. I think it's absolutely necessary. And I would just comment too that SUNY announced last week, maybe it was last week, that they would now hold some limited community engagement efforts. But in fact, as you stated at the beginning, this plan is to be finalized in a month. How much community involvement is there really going to be, especially when the governor says you only get $100 million for the transformation if the hospital closes? This is a smokescreen. This is terrible. It's trying to pull a fast one over on the people of Brooklyn. And I know the people of Brooklyn pretty well. They're not going to fall for this. They know what's going on. This plan must be abandoned.
All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Frederick Ikowal, who is the UUP president, statewide president, providing us with such insightful information.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people, you have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.